أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. The Deen of Islam, from its very advent, from Deen number one, has attempted now to implement and establish social justice inside of society. It has, from Deen number one, preached to us that the color of your skin, the gender you belong to, the language you speak is all irrelevant. If there is any sort of color in Islam, or language in Islam, or distinction in Islam, it's God consciousness. It's to be God-centric, to be God-aware. In the Quran, in Surah Hujarat, the 49th chapter of this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all of mankind. And maybe perhaps this verse is a verse that needs to be repeated and to be sent out to everybody nowadays, given what's happening right now all over the world. Allah says, Ya ayyuha an-nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, that we have created you from a male and from a female. Wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'ila lita'arafu, and we have placed you in nations, in tribes, so you may know each other. Inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum, that if there's any distinction amongst you, if there's anyone who has any sort of elevation amongst the other, it's not based on the color of your skin or the language you speak or where you are in the world or your last name. It is atqakum, meaning what? It's God consciousness. The closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closer you resemble the attributes of God, the higher you are in the eyes of God Himself. And so let's always remember that the basis of social justice is for us to understand that anything on the outside of us has no distinction whatsoever. If there is distinction, it always lies within us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.